God permitted Israel to suffer lack in the wilderness that he might teach them the true values in life. He wanted them to know that God was their source. He wanted to teach them the value of faith in God and his personal involvement in the daily affairs of life. Have you thought of the good that can come out of your experiences of discouragement and depression? Good can come from them if you look for it. So do not give up in despair when things go wrong and your spirit fails. Keep your hope in God, and He'll bring you through that experience with joy and with profit. God has given us historical incidences of where He has brought good out of seeming bad. Many of those instances are recorded in Holy Bible, written for our instruction in order that we might gain patience and have hope in our trials. So let us go to an incident recorded in Exodus chapter 15 to learn what God would teach us about the benefits of discouragement. The setting of this incident is the exodus of Israel from Egypt, where she had been bond slaves for years and years. They left Egypt after 10 great plagues had fallen upon the land, each indicating the power of God and His superiority over the gods worshipped in Egypt. He led them out with great joy and demonstrations of power. They were on the way to their promised land. Everything was great. And then everything went wrong. Exodus 15, verses 22 to 25 reads, "So Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Shur. And they went 3 days in the wilderness and found no water. And when they came to Marah, they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter. Therefore the name of it was called Marah. And the people murmured against Moses, saying, 'What shall we drink?' And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which when he cast into the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a statute and an ordinance, and there he proved them." It was a difficult time for the people. Numbers chapter 21, verse 4 says, "The soul of the people was much discouraged because of the way." They grew so discouraged that they rebelled. They accused Moses, their leader, of impure motives. They accused God of failing in his promises. They received God's blessings without appreciation for his care. Their attention centered upon themselves, and everyone else was considered to be their enemy. They experienced a classic case of discouragement, depression. But their experience was not unmeaningful. They learned some important lessons. They set out a case study by which we can learn important lessons also if we will see what God was doing in them. I suggest 3 principles are evident here which you should apply in your times of discouragement. First, discover what God is teaching you through your discouragement. You see, His miracles of provision for Israel in the wilderness were astounding. He made the bitter water sweet. He gave water from the rock in such abundance that 3 to 5 million people were supplied, plus all their livestock. He sent bread through the agency of the dew. He brought quail by means of an east wind. The list of the miracles could continue. Now, if God could make provision so miraculously when they ran out of supplies, could He not have increased their provision that they would have suffered no lack? Oh, yes, He could. You remember how He multiplied the meal and oil for the widow and her son, so that she and he, along with the prophet Elijah, never ran out of food through a long drought? But Israel exhausted her supplies so that she was in want. Now, why did God permit it? Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 3 gives the answer. "He humbled you and suffered you to hunger and fed you with manna, which you knew not, neither did your fathers know, that he might make you know that man does not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord does man live." You catch the significance of that statement? God permitted Israel to suffer lack in the wilderness that he might teach them the true values in life. He wanted them to know that God was their source. He wanted to teach them the value of faith in God and His personal involvement in the daily affairs of life. Their concern was on political freedom, the daily supply of food and drink, and their future home in Palestine. But He wanted them to think of Him and of His grace in supplying their needs. Well, if God lets disappointing circumstances come to you, it is no sign that He has forgotten or forsaken you. Not at all. It may be an indication of His concern for you instead. He may be seeking to deliver you from a materialistic spirit and showing you the importance of spiritual values. He may be humbling you that He may exalt you by providing your needs. Second, in your trials, recognize the person behind the lesson you are learning through discouragement. Someone is there. Behind every circumstance, there is God. You are not the victim of circumstances, nor the helpless pawn of the blind forces of fate. You are a creature of God. You are a child of God through faith in Jesus Christ. So look behind what is happening to Him who is control of all the happenings. Deuteronomy 8:3 said, God permitted you to hunger. God humbled you. God fed you with manna. God made you know that man does not live by bread only, but by the word of God. You see, your circumstances are governed by the presence, the purposes, the protection, and the provision of God. When Israel thirsted by the waters of Marah, God showed her how to purify those waters to make them fit to drink. It was Himself who made her the statutes which He revealed there. It was God who tested her commitment and challenged her faith there. So do not look at the circumstances. Look at God who governs the circumstances. Win the victory over discouragement. Now again, a third principle. Seek God's help in your discouragement. Israel came to an oasis in the desert of Shur, and with what joy and expectation they approached it. But what disappointment to learn that the water was so bitter and brackish, it was unfit for human or animal consumption. In fact, they named the place Marah because that word means bitterness. What could they do in that discouraging situation? Well, the people turned to Moses in complaint, and Moses turned to God in prayer. Who was the wiser there? When discouragement settles upon you, is it better to complain or to pray? Wisdom counsels seek God in times of discouragement. The Bible says in Psalm 34:15, the eyes of the Lord are upon the righteous, and His ears are open unto their cry. So why worry when you can pray? The Bible says we are not to worry about anything, but to pray about everything. It promises the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will keep your heart and mind if you will do that. Now, what benefits can you receive from discouragement? You can learn the important lesson God is teaching you. You can meet God who is dealing with you through that situation, and you can find His help through prayer. So I encourage you, keep on trusting. Blessed Father, we didn't know any possible good could come out of these times when we were defeated and downhearted and all but overcome. But now we realize that through the circumstances we can see You. We can understand Your provision, and it'll solve our problems. And oh, we thank You for it. Teach us that in the times of discouragement, when we enter into the slough of despondency, that we'll turn our eyes to You. In Jesus' name, amen.